quite interesting.
Well, let's get to the Gold Coast now because Matthew Knights is the West Coast Eagles forward lines coach and he joins us on the line. Matty, thanks so much for your time. Adam Papalia, Mark Reddings, Glenn Jakovic, Brad Hardy with you. How are the conditions up there on the Gold Coast?
Yeah, how are you? The conditions are swinging a little bit. We're out here about a half an hour ago and there was some light sort of drops of rain. However, the sun's out and it looks beautiful right now. So a little bit of humidity, obviously, with the rain and then the sun. So we spoke to the guys about preparing for the different elements that might come today, conditions wise. And traditionally up at the Gold Coast, it can get a little bit slippery and sweaty, the ball. So it doesn't matter the players staying around it, making sure you secure it, and then look to play from there. So, but I think it'll be a high pressure game. So, expect a lot of contest work today.
Yeah, a bit different to the weather in Perth for the last 6 months, really. Is it right that you were training with the slippery footies this week and putting them in the soapy water?
Yeah, a little bit of that on main training day back in Perth. But it was only sort of a 5 or 7 minute hit at the start of the session with some ground balls and then it was back to normal. So it wasn't a big thing, but just, preparing just in case. And as I said, it can get a little bit slippery up here, but the conditions look like they're going to be really good for football, to be honest. It's the sun's out, the ground's in great condition. So expect a fairly fast and contested game.
Matty, to continue with that, with ground ball gets, they talk about a common denominator in football today is winning it at the source. Last year, you did not win it at the source, and it's quite remarkable. You're ranked number one in the competition at ground ball gets. You're actually averaging 13 more than any other team in the competition, which gives your forwards a good look at it and more looks. You're getting inside 50s up. What do you put that down to?
I think it's a number of things with that. I think, one, we just had to repair that part of our game. Whether it's the contest, the stoppage or the ground balls hasn't been at the level the last two seasons. So we certainly addressed that over pre-season. The second element is the health of your list. Part of ground balls is being able to get across to the next contest. So, having healthy players that are, fully fit and wound up and pressure on spots means your players are well prepared to sort of for the rigors of AFL, so that's sort of helped as well, I believe. And the third bit is a little bit around the importance of once you get there at the source, actually, executing. One of the hardest things to guard against these days is turnover in that contest area where you bobble or you fumble. So we've just endeavoured to be more secure, and that's paid off the last month, albeit it didn't really pay too much dividends in the first two or three weeks where we didn't play great footy.
Matty, Tyler Brockman's been teasing. We're seeing more and more as each week goes by some of his freakish skills. But with Liam Ryan coming back, I guess you've got the luxury of playing those two. How do you see his role and how can we see him probably start to dominate a little bit more than just the 8 to 10 possessions?
It's a good point you make. And Liam and obviously Tyler are really close mates. And, I think Liam played obviously a role in Rocky coming to the club and feels that support mechanism. But you're right, I think Rocky has been building slowly, albeit we're trying to add layers with his game so that we can probably get more impact up the field. I mean, I really like when he gets the ball around the middle of the ground when he's got a lot of space or a bit more space to work in and he can be quite creative. So we're trying to grow that part of his game so we can get him up to that 15 disposals a game because you're right, he does use it really well and he's quite creative. And and having Liam back is a different dimension. We're going to obviously miss Noah Long out of the team today, who's quite a terrific young player. He's quite pivotal to what we do. So Liam coming in, let's hope that Liam can sort of get to the grindstone, apply his craft and work hard today. And if he kicks a couple of goals, I'll be wrapped.
Matty, speaking of Liam Ryan, he's played some waffle footy this season in defence. What was the thinking behind that?
The thinking was to actually give him a bit of a look at a different position. And the reason being is, if you look at the top teams in the AFL and just say, a club that I've come from, Geelong, the flexibility they have in their playing group, like watch Max Holmes play off half-back yesterday and Cam Guthrie off half-back, both being midfielders. So, I think what we're looking to do is create flexibility. And part of that was giving Liam a look down back. And obviously, history's shown he's been a really good forward in this league. So, if we can have that flexibility in Liam, it's great. Not just Liam, but other players, whether it's Ryan Marrick, whether it's Noah Long, or it's Liam Duggan. If we can continue to grow the flexibility, I think it just helps us as a football club.
Elliot Yeo, now a lot of chat this week about a supposed knee injury. How fit is he? Was he ever in doubt for today?
No, which is a bit sore early in the week. And Elliot, the way he plays with his brutality and his, that mechanical work you've got to do with such, you know, aggression in the stoppage, I think he's, you know, he's pulled up sore the last couple of weeks early in the week, but that's no different to probably Harley and TK and those guys that play inside me. It'd be no different to, I guess, Raoul and guys like that. They do a lot of heavy lifting on the inside and probably takes them 2 or 3 days to get going, you know. So, no, he's come up really good late in the week. He's 100% fit and ready to go, and we're really looking forward to the contest with him and Raoul and Anderson today. It'll be quite pivotal to the end result, I would have thought.
Matty, Ryan Marrick, he continues to, like, improve, grow the layers of his game. He's starting to get a nice run of you know, a few games that he can string together. What role do you see him playing? I forget that he is 196 centimetres, but off the TV he doesn't look 196 centimetres. He's like the hybrid forward that he moves quite well, and he seems to own the forward line and he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, it's a good word for it, hybrid. I mean, we've probably got him and Jake Waterman that fit into that sort of hybrid role. But Ryan, at his height, he's got a really good tank, an endurance tank. He's quite a good ground ball player between the arcs. So I think he becomes a difficult matchup if he continues to improve as a player. And I think he's probably going to end up quite a big man if he puts another 4 or 5 kilos on that frame over the next year or two. He's going to be a really, you know, pivotal part of our forward line moving forward. And it's hard to just even refer. He's only really been at the club 12 months. So he's really, you know, it's come as a mid-season draft. So he hasn't been with us long. So we see sort of plenty of upside in him. And I must admit, it was just great to see him kick that pivotal goal last week, late quarter, and, you know, go back and slot it from 55. It was a nice finish.
It certainly was. Dom Sheed, your starting sub again today?
Yeah, Dom will be starting sub. He didn't get a lot of a look in last week in regards to game time, but, you know, I think with the conditions today, you know, we might see an earlier look for Dom. And, you know, it's just something that, you know, the way the modern game's gone, you just have to be, you know, we're going to need everyone over the course of the game. And, you know, Dom's second week sub, but, you know, his attitude's great. He's positive about what's going on with the team. And, you know, let's hope he can come on and have a good impact for us.
Thanks for your time, Matthew. Go well today.
Yeah, thanks, everyone. Ta-ra.